It's been over a month since Czechs went to the polls, and yet the country still lacks a new government. With the number of seats in parliament split equally between the left and the center and right parties, attempts at forming it have so far gone nowhere. Early elections have been ruled out by all parties, but talks on forming coalitions or minority governments have also failed to make headway. A new development on Tuesday, though, could lead to another way out of the political deadlock, Dita Asiedu reports.
It was clear from the very start that the Civic Democrats, who won most votes in the elections, would be faced with a difficult task. Their three-party coalition with the Christian Democrats and the Greens is one vote short of a majority in Parliament, and neither the Communists nor the Social Democrats, who've been in government for the last 8 years, have shown any intention of helping it pass a vote of confidence. On Monday, an invitation by Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek for the Social Democrats to join a four-party coalition was also rejected. This would have allowed the Social Democrats to be part of the new government, but would have made it difficult for them to dissolve it, should they decide to leave the coalition sometime in the future. But on Tuesday, the Social Democrats made their own proposals. Party leader and outgoing Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek said his party would be willing to join the Civic Democrats to form a caretaker government or support a minority Civic Democrat cabinet. Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek, though, was quick to reject the offers. We've signaled long enough before the elections that both such proposals are unacceptable to us, he said. But Mr. Paroubek also offered to join forces with the Civic Democrats and change the electoral law.
Budeme uvažovat o takových úpravách volebního zákona, které umožní posílení.
We would consider making such changes which would strengthen the bigger parties, Mr. Paroubek said. While the Civic Democrats have rejected this proposal too, their founder and current president, Václav Klaus, has been a staunch supporter of an amendment to the electoral law. He has also not opposed the possibility of a grand coalition. Though on a 3-day trip to Romania on Tuesday,
I'm připraven po návratu z Rumunska setkat se s pěti.
I'm willing to meet with the five leaders of the parliamentary parties after I return from Romania to hear their opinions. The latest developments have set the stage for talks on an opposition agreement, one that Czechs are already familiar with. Under such an agreement, from 1998 to 2002, the Social Democrats formed a minority government and won parliamentary approval, in exchange for the Civic Democrats gaining the chairmanship of the Chamber of Deputies. Václav Klaus, who led the Civic Democrats at the time, welcomed the deal, as it was a way of knocking out the smaller parties in Parliament. The same agreement could be signed again. Only this time it would be the Civic Democrats in government.
Thank you, Dita.